朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
甚至包括所有的传道人最需要认罪悔改的就是我们在祷告生活中的失败。
And I say to all of us, all of us who are Christians and preachers, we need to repent because we have neglected this issue of prayer in our life.
我们有很多教会成长的计划，我们有很多的这个做那样子做，但是弟兄姊妹，我们常常忽略的就是主耶稣说不可少的那件事情。
We have many plans for church growth, we do this, we do that, we got plans, but we neglect the one thing that the Lord says that you must have is prayer.
底下马太福音十七章，主耶稣在这里，门徒们赶不出去的鬼带到主的面前，一赶就出去了。
In Matthew chapter 17, disciples tried to cast out demons, they could not do it. They brought it to Jesus, Jesus was able to cast them out.
因为这么上次是幽默式的说了哈，主耶稣并不是留下一手没有教他们。
And humorously, I was telling everyone that you know it's not that Jesus kept a particular trick to himself.
这个师傅总要留一手，不能让你学生都跟我一样。
He did not have the mindset that the master needed to retain something, lest the student would be exactly.
No, 主耶稣说这一类的鬼需要禁食的。
But Jesus says these kind of spirits you need to fast.
弟兄姊妹啊，要认识真正仇敌的作为，要认识真正鬼。
And brothers and sisters, to know exactly what they're doing and the demon that is at work.
今天很多时候我们的祷告都全是打空气的，白打的。
Many times when we pray, we're beating the air.
那么仇敌如果明明在这里。
If the enemy is clearly standing right here,
我在打着你，所以没有用。
And I'm beating him right in front of me.
我花尽所有的力量，我白打的，因为他在这里。
I use all of my strength to beat him, but he's standing not where I am hitting.
我十几年前就听到有一班弟兄姊妹，他们非常非常极端的灵恩，他们觉得教会的传道人讲道太 boring， 跑来按着讲台，把讲台的鬼要赶出去，让。
And there's this Pentecostal movement that some of the brothers and sisters many years ago.Thought that the preaching was so boring that they need to come and lay their hands on the pulpit and cast out the demon at the pulpit.
弟兄姊妹，鬼不在讲台里面。
The devil is not in the pulpit. It's not in this lectern.
啊，事情事的不好，就会请祷告，把琴里面的鬼赶出去。
The pianist doesn't play very well. Then you go and pray for the piano to cast out the demon.
你喉咙喊断了，下个礼拜他还是弹不好的。如果他不练的话。
You scream your lungs out. He or she would still not be able to play well because.The demon is not in the piano.
传道人如果不好好祷告，不认真走主的路，不认真读主的话，你怎么赶鬼，他还是讲不出道来。
And the preacher, if he doesn't pay attention in prayer and he doesn't spend time in God's word, it doesn't matter how you pray for this lecture, he still cannot speak the word.
所以很多时候我们把不是鬼的当鬼，把鬼的反而我们忽略他。
A lot of times those things that are not demon possessed, we try to pray for it, but we do not focus on the issue at hand.
我还看过有人在这里说把贫穷的鬼赶出去，把破产的灵赶出去，哎呀，这么直面贫穷破产都是仇敌吗
？I hear people pray for the cast out the spirit of poverty and the spirit of sorrow. Are these really spirits that are demonic?
弟兄姊妹，我们真认识什么是仇敌的作为，我们就不能不祷告的了。
What are the works of the enemy? We need to know how to pray.
我们不会在他手中被他耍的玩这个东耍西耍的。
A lot of times we're tossed around in his hands, we don't even realize it.
我们以为我们在祷告，其实我们都全打空气。
We think we are praying, but we are beating the air.
主耶稣所有的祷告都是一针见血、正中要害的祷告。
And every prayer that Jesus prayed is right on the mark, right on the target.
所以我们不会祷告，我们需要圣灵来教导我们。
We don't know how to pray, so we need the Holy Spirit to teach us how to pray.
但祷告是耶稣一切生活侍奉的根基。
And prayer is the foundation of all of Jesus' services in His life.
我们要效法他，常常学会退休，退到主的面前，重新得力。
We need to learn to retreat like He did, and how to renew His strength before God.
我们要效法他，学习在每一个关口上，我们来借着祷告来仰望神，依靠神。
We need to learn from Him that in every important juncture in life, that we need to look to the Lord and trust in the Lord.
第三个，我们要借着他，我们要效法他。在祷告中学习来自取属天的能力和恩典。
And thirdly, we need to learn from the Lord Jesus to obtain strength and power from the Lord through prayer.
就连在他面对常人无法面对的局面，在这里要做出常人无法做出的回应的时候，他都是借着祷告。
And particularly when we come and face things that the ordinary persons do not face, and the problems and the challenges that they face, He comes and He prays.
所以当主耶稣被挂在十字架上的时候，他能够说：“父啊，赦免他们。”
So therefore, when Jesus was actually hung on the cross, He's able to pray, Father, forgive them.
明明那个时候兵丁在那里捏揪他的衣服，百姓在那里观看，官府在那里嗤笑，兵丁在那里戏弄他。
And the soldiers were dividing his garments, the people were mocking him and laughing, and those who were in a position of power were just ridiculing him.
就是我们就这样读，就这样读过去了。
And we read the scriptures when we go past these words.
当我昨天在这里继续默想这一段的时候
，And as I was meditating on these particular verses,
我想起我上个礼拜讲到天使，对不对
？And I remember last week I talked about angels.
那一个天使可以把亚述大军185,000人全部一夜之间就杀光了。
And a single angel can slaughter 180,000 Assyrian soldiers.
我们中间最壮的是谁
？And who's the strongest in our midst?
威廉，假装威廉现在 double 他的 size， 高度、宽度，全部身都是 muscle 在这里。
Let's pretend that William is twice his size and he is just full of muscle。
我们一听，哇，吓死了。
And we look at him and we're all tremble。
然后十年前的 Arnold 也站在他旁边。
The Arnold that is from 10 years ago stands next to him。
他现在当州长已经老很多了，他十年前全身都是肉。
And 10 years ago he is still very very muscular。
用什么在你？两个人站在这里，我想我们都会怕的。
So two men stands here, you know you would tremble.
戴上黑眼镜更怕。
They put on shades and you probably tremble even a little more.
一个人两口都是枪，一个人全身都是刀，我们更怕了。
And they have weapons that's hung all over their body, you would tremble even more.
我告诉你，185,000个亚述大军全是这样。
And 180,000 Assyrian soldiers look exactly like that.
你几个人搬他都搬不动，他可以把你脖子就扭断。
A couple of people would come, they can't budge them, they could come to snap your neck.
一个天使一夜之间全部杀光。
A single angel slaughtered them all.
因为他们居然敢公开羞辱耶和华神。
Because they dare publicly boast against and put shame to the Lord God.
因为神听了以赛亚跟西西家的祷告。
Because God heard the prayer of Isaiah and Hezekiah.
你要知道，当主耶稣那天在这里被这些兵丁剥他的衣服、吐口水、蒙着脸打他，然后在这里羞辱他的时候。
And when Jesus was blindfolded and was spat upon and was struck.And they were humiliating our Lord Jesus that day.
你能够想象天上所有的天使已经全部都已经准备要
起来保护他的王了。Can you imagine? Can you picture that the hosts of the heavens are ready to come down and to deliver our Lord?
当大卫自己犯罪被四美嘲笑羞辱的时候，亚比帅说：“容我去杀了这个土狗。”
And when David sinned and Shimei mocked him, and one of the soldiers said, "Let me go kill this dog."
他不过是个死狗，你怎么可以来这里羞辱我的王？大卫王那时候还因为自己犯错带来的结果。
He's but a dead dog. How can he dare ridicule my king?
因为什么？那些保护王的人是不能够容许任何人伤他的王、羞辱他的王。
Those who are keepers of their king, they do not allow anyone to ridicule their king.
哦，弟兄姊妹，我们这些人算得了什么？还在这里嘲笑他？你如果是神的儿子，下来。我就信。
Who is man that we would mock the Lord and say, "If you are the Lord, come down from the cross, and I'll believe in you."
他们拿个袋子扣住他的头，就打他耳光，说：“告诉我，打你的是谁？”
They blindfolded him with a bag, and then they struck him on the face and say, "Prophesy who hit you."
他们整口口水吐到他的脸上。
And they spit upon his face.
他剥掉他的衣服。
And they ripped off his clothes.
羞辱他，嘲笑他，跪在地上假装拜他。弟兄姊妹，主耶稣忍受多大的羞辱， 多大的误会。
They humiliated him, they bowed on their knees in pretense and said, worshipped him in pretense.
我们常常受不了别人误会我们。
And he was wrong.
我们受不了别人羞辱我们。
And we cannot stand when someone wrongs us, when someone humiliates us.
先不要讲肉身的痛苦我们能不能忍受，就算能忍受，我们常常忍受不了羞辱，忍受不了误会。
Forget about the physical pain that the Lord endured, but the shame and being wrong that he had to go through.Imagine we have to go through it ourselves. And when Jesus took his knife and cut off the ear of that servant.
Peter. 主耶稣说，难道我不能够求父现在为我差遣十二营多的天使吗？
And Jesus turned to Peter and says, Peter, can I not ask the Father to summon 12 legions of angels?
我只要讲一声，所有的天使都来。
One word, they are all here.
就是没有。耶稣把自己完全交出来，赤裸裸地摆在众人面前。
When Jesus offered himself completely, completely naked before men,
所有这些能力完全是因着他跟天连结，他才可能面对不可能面对的环境，他才可能做出不可能常人不可能有的回应。
Because he's connected with the power from above.He's able to do what an ordinary man cannot do.
我相信在座一定有很多弟兄姊妹现在面临一些环境，是我们人生中的低谷，或是一个很大的考验。
And I trust that there are brothers and sisters in our midst that are facing difficulties in their lives, as if you're going through a valley right now.
你觉得这条路实在走不下去。
And you find that it's very hard for me to continue this.
可能你们觉得非常的疲倦，主啊，还要多久
？And you are exhausted. You ask, "Oh Lord, Lord, how long?"
你可能里面也因为一个情感的伤害。天天在流血，你说主啊，怎么办？
And perhaps an emotional pain or hurt, and you're bleeding every day. You say, "Lord, what do I do?"
因为姊妹，你也可能面对一个试探，天天被罪恶捆绑，你说主，我怎么办？我胜不过。
Perhaps a particular temptation, a sin that you're struggling with every day. You say, "Lord, what do I do?"
因为姊妹，不管它是什么
，But just no matter what it is,
出路只有一条。
There is only but one way.
我们只有在基督里。
Only in Christ.
我们只有借着祷告跟天连接的时候。
Only through prayer when you're connected with heaven.
属天的能力、属天的智慧、属天的得胜才可能是我们的。
That heavenly power, wisdom, and victory will be ours.
主耶稣给我们立的最好的榜样。
The Lord Jesus has given us the best example.
他常常在侍奉、在疲倦、在忙碌之后，他一定退到主的面前。
And in services, and when he's tired, when he's weary, he always comes and retreats before God.
在他人生的每一个关口，更不要说重要的关口，他一定都退到主的面前去祷告。
And at every important juncture, he always comes before the presence of God and prays.
在他面对我们常人不能面对的局面、常人不可能这个面对的困难里面，他都是借着祷告来经过。
And when he comes and difficulties that an ordinary person cannot overcome.He comes to the Lord in prayer.
那接下来
，and then，
我们来看耶稣所教导的祷告。
We want to see how the Lord teaches us to pray.
这实在是一个旷世不朽的主导文啊。
It's an everlasting masterpiece. It is the Lord's prayer.
啊，我想一般人最会背的圣经，除了约翰福音三章十六节
，and aside from John chapter 3:16，
可能很多人背也是背主导文。
And I know a lot of people will recite this by these particular verses.
虽然更多人会引用立志为善，行善由得我，行出来由不得我。可是会背的比较是这一节。
And I know a lot of people will even use the verse that I will do good, but I find it, I do not do. But a lot of times the verses that we memorize is these particular verses.
你们不要怕，我会叫你起来背哈。会背主导文的，请举手。
I'm not going to ask you to get up and pray. If you know the Lord's prayer, raise your hand.
有人举右手，有人举左手。
Some people raise their left hand, some people raise their right.
感谢主，只要你举手，我相信都是真的。
Thank the Lord, if you raise your hand, I know it's true.
因为我听说有一个督学，有一次要到学校去查勤的时候，这个老师就跟学生说：“等一下督学来，你们一定要踊跃回答问题啊。”
And there is a particular examiner that came to the schools to evaluate how the school was, and the teacher says to all the students, when that examiner comes, you guys all need to be very diligent and respond with the questions.
还有个学生就问说，老师，那万一问的问题，这个我们不会怎么办？
So some of the students would ask the teacher, well, what if the question that is asked is something that we do not know the answer to?
老师说，我这样问你们，你们知道答案的举右手，不知道答案的举左手。
And I'll give you an example. If you know the answer, raise your right hand. If you don't know the answer, raise your left hand.
好，我现在。这不用再问了哈，大家都要把这个主导文背起来。
Yes, everybody needs to memorize these verses.
但是会背主导文有一个危机。
But there is something critical when it comes to memorizing the Lord's Prayer.
就是因为我们太熟了。
And a lot of times it's because we know it far too well. So we haven't entered into the Lord's glory.
我们马上就会说，我们在天上的父，人人都尊你的名，为圣愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在天上，如同行在天上。我们立即就告诉他，这样过去了。这三件事情哪里是这么容易的事情？So
immediately we will recite these verses very quickly that we run through our lips, and they are so important, but we neglect it very casually.
我曾经听过一个牧师做见证，他刚开始侍奉主的时候，他一天祷告至少五六个小时，他就用主导文祷告。And
I know a particular servant of the Lord, when he first began to serve the Lord, he would pray 5-6 hours a day, and he would use the Lord's Prayer to pray.
他说，我只用主导文祷告。He
says, I only use the Lord's Prayer to pray.
愿你的国降临，他就可以祷告一个钟头。Your
kingdom come. That particular statement, he's able to pray for an hour.
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。他说，我就可以祷告一个钟头。Your
will be done on earth as it is in heaven. He could pray another hour.
他想到教会这么多需要，神家这么多的软弱，神儿女们有这么多的问题，他就一直说：主啊，子，你的旨意要成就在这，要成就在那。他说，我祷告，祷告不完。And
he thinks about the needs of the church, the problems, and the things that needs the Lord's attention. He said, the Lord, your will be done on here, and here. He could keep on praying.
这个弟兄姊妹，我们真祷告进去的时候，主导文实在是一个最好的祷告。Brothers
and sisters can really enter into the Lord's Prayer. That is a wonderful example for us.
有一次我们在中国一个地方服侍啊。We
were in China serving one time.
那服侍完的时候，一些弟兄们实在这个很不习惯，就来问我们。And
a particular brother, they were not accustomed to the services those days. They came and asked us.
这些弟兄姊妹就问我们，他说：“于老师，为什么你们结束聚会的时候都不用主导文结束？”
And they were asked, teacher, you, how come at the end of our services you don't conclude with the Lord's Prayer?
我说：“圣经上有这样子教导吗？”
I said that the Bible teaches that we must end every service in the Lord's Prayer.
他说没有，他说是我们老弟兄教导的，我们已经施行几十年了。He
says no, but our older brothers and sisters before us taught us to do so, and we've been practicing for many, many years.
弟兄姊妹， 如果把它变成一个做法了，就很可惜。
But if we make it a method or something that we simply do, then we lost its meaning.
但是如果你真不知道怎么祷告，常常用主导文，而且很真诚的用主导文祷告，弟兄姊妹，这是主耶稣给我们的恩典。But
if you really don't know what to say or how to pray, and you use the Lord's Prayer with all of your heart, then it is God's blessing, His grace for us.
我不是说过有一些有一个二十四世纪现代这些忙碌的人，他们没有空祷告，就把主导文印出来贴在墙壁上。And
I gave an example, and I said that there are those who are in this modern times that they didn't have time to pray, so they would print out the Lord's Prayer and they would put it on the wall.
晚上睡觉太累的时候，主啊，今天太累了，你自己看哈。Before
he goes to bed, and he says, "Oh Lord, I am so tired. I don't have the strength to pray. Just read it yourself."
弟兄姊妹，这样的主导文有什么意思？
What is the point of having the Lord's Prayer?
主耶稣需要看吗？
Does the Lord Jesus need to read it himself?
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣要听到我们真正迫切的祷告。
The Lord Jesus wants to hear us pray fervently.
我光讲主导文，我们可以讲好几堂啊。And
just to talk about the Lord's Prayer, we can have many, many messages.
但是我很简短的提几个。
But very quickly, I'm going to only focus on a few points.
主耶稣教导我们祷告的时候，先教导我们祷告的对象。
And the Lord Jesus, when He teaches us to pray, He wants us to know the object of our prayer.
他说我们在天上的父。
This is our heaven, our Father in heaven.
第一件事情讲到我们要向那位在天上 掌权的至高者祷告。
And pray to the one that is in authority, who is the Most High.
不管地上的难处多大，
no matter how big the difficulties we have,
不管神家多荒凉，
and no matter how desolate the house of God,
不管我们的局面多混乱，
and no matter how the confusion of the state that we're in,
他仍然在天上掌权。
He still reigns in the heaven above.
所以我们祷告的对象是天上掌权的至高者，至高的神。
So we're praying to the God Most High who reigns in the heaven above.
我们知道他有能力来成就我们的祷告。
He has the power to accomplish what we ask of him.
我们在天上的父，第二个说到他是我们慈爱的天父。
Our Father in heaven speaks of the fact that he is our beloved Father in heaven.
我们是向那一位爱我们充满爱的父神祷告。
We're praying to our heavenly Father who loves us.
所以我们知道他的爱使他
So we know that because of his love for us, he is willing to hear our prayer.
不光他是天上至高者掌权者，他有能力来成就我们的祷告。
Not only is he the one most high that is in heaven above, that he has the power to accomplish what we ask of him.
他是我们的爸爸。
But he is our father.
他的爱让他愿意垂听我们的祷告。
His love makes him want to hear our prayer.
所以我们买会所的时候，这个Sarah每次问我们钱在哪里。 我们的同工跟他说，我们天上的爸爸有钱，他不相信。So
whenever when we were purchasing this property, the seller keep asking us, where is the fund coming from? And our brothers would respond and say, Our Father in heaven, He has the money.
好，弟兄姊妹，我们希望经过那次经历以后，我们里面真的觉得我们有一个找到天上的爸爸，我们很喜乐。
And we pray that through that experience, every time we talk about our Father in heaven, there's sweetness on our lips.
所以希伯来作者说是来到施恩的宝座前，一面讲到宝座他的能力，一方面讲到施恩他的恩典。
The author of Hebrew tells us to come to the throne of grace. On the one hand, we talk about the throne, His authority, but at the same time, His grace.
而祷告的对象。接着主耶稣教导我们祷告的内容。
And then the Lord leads us into the content of prayer.
整个祷告的内容分成两大部分。
And there's two major categories in prayer.
一个为着神、神的国、神的旨意祷告。
One for God, for His kingdom, for His will.
愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
So hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
为着神的，为着神的国，为着神的旨意的祷告。
And for His kingdom.For His will.
这也是主耶稣说的，要先求他的国和他的义。
And therefore, the Lord Jesus says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness."
而接下来为着人这面的祷告。
And then He proceeds to say, "Well, let's pray for men."
整个律法、先知一切道理的总纲结束在两句话，就是尽心、尽心、尽力、尽意爱主你的神。另外一个就是要爱人如此。
The summary of the law is concluded in these two sayings: "The love of the Lord your God with all your strength, soul, and mind." And then love your neighbor as yourself.
一个是对着神，一个是对着人。
One is towards God, one is toward man.
而且都是在爱的里面。
And it's always in the realm of love.
所以底下讲到为的人，我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们，免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors, and do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one.
所以第一个是为着我们生命和生活的需要祷告，日用的饮食，今日就赐给我们。
First thing, we pray for our sustenance, our daily need.
第二个，为着我们一切关系上的需要，我们跟神的关系，跟人的关系。
Secondly, we pray for all of our relationship with God and our relationship with our fellow men.
我相信今天在座的，如果你不快乐的话，或是你有事情困扰你，常常都不是物质上的，而是关系上的。
And I trust a lot of times in your sorrow, the things that trouble you is not because you lack in physical needs, but it's because of these relationships that are broken.
可能是跟神的关系出了问题，可能是跟家人的关系，跟同事、跟朋友的关系。
Perhaps there's a problem with your relationship with God.With family members, with colleagues, with friends.
第三个讲到我们面对的仇敌的破坏和攻击，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。
Thirdly, that we know that we're under the harm or the temptation of the evil one. So he prays. The Lord says, "Do not lead us in temptation, but deliver us from the evil one."
新译本的中文圣经在这个点上比较翻译上更符合一点原来的意思，叫做 "Lead us not into the temptation," 或是不带领我们进入试探。
Again, the English translation is very well. It says, "Lead us not into temptation."
Do not lead us into temptation. 不要把我们带进到，不要陷入试探。
So, Lord, do not lead us, do not allow us to fall into temptation.
几乎没有一个人是可以不碰到试探的，都会碰到。
Not a single person would not be tempted.
但是圣经上不是叫我们不碰到试探的，不然的话我们就会说主是你让我碰到试探。
But so you see very clearly that the Lord did not pray that do not allow us to be tempted.
而是祷告主不要叫我们陷到试探里面去。
But that we would not fall into temptation or lead us into temptation.
马丁路德说的，你不能阻止鸟从你头上飞过，但是你永远可以阻止它在你头上筑窝。
Martin Luther says that you cannot prevent a bird from flying over your head, but you can certainly prevent him from making a nest in your head.
我们不可能不遇见试探，但是我们可以靠着主不陷入试探。
It is impossible for us not to be tempted, but by the Lord we are able not to enter into temptation.
就我们脱离凶恶。
Deliver us from the evil one.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道你们做父母的怎么样。我越来越觉得，今天父母亲一定要为孩子们、为自己的家有这样子的祷告。
Brothers, those of you who are parents, I don't know how you feel these days, but I certainly feel that every single parent needs to pray for your family that way.
这个世界太凶恶了。
Because this age, this time is evil.
我们不起来祷告，外面有多少仇敌凶恶的事情
？You don't rise up to pray. You don't know the amount of evil that surrounds this generation.
借着色情，借着婚外情，借着网络，借着钱财，借着各 各样的罪恶、各样的诱惑都在这里残害人。
By all sorts, all whatever means, by the evilness of this world's sexual temptations, that come and bring harm into the people.
不光世间恶人越来越多。
Not only are evil doers are increasing in this time.
有一次我一个同事，他气得脸红的在那里跟我们讲话，他说他回纽约去。
One time, my colleague was telling me a story. He was so angry, his face was just completely red. He said when he went back to New York.
他在他老朋友家附近开车的时候，别人有 stop sign 没有停出来撞了他。
And he was driving in the neighborhood of his friends, and someone just ran a stop sign and hit his car.
那个美国白人下来看他英文不好，说那把车子停到旁边，不要挡在马路上。
And the guy came out and saw that he did not speak English very well, and just said, hey.Move your car off of the intersection so we don't block the traffic.
然后他们打电话叫警察的时候，警察一来，这个白人马上就上去跟他讲说，他从 stop sign 撞到我。
And then as soon as the cops show up on the scene, the man who hit him says to the cop, he's the one who ran the stop sign and hit me.
那个警察就完全听他的做的记录，就说是你的错。他气的哦，他说我没有血压高，但是我真的觉得我的血快蹦出来。
And the Pastor Yu's colleague was so angry that the police just took the report, asked what that man said, and he says, I did not have high blood pressure, but I just feel like I was going to burst.
我没有任何意思在这里要去说警察不好，好的，警察有很好，我是说这个世界恶人很多。
I'm not saying that the cops are no good, but I'm just saying evildoers are many in this world.
我相信我们这一生，包括我们的下一代，都会碰到这些事情。
And I trust that in our lives, and even the next generations to follow, you will encounter similar things.
你看到现在有多少人在那里Proud of, 我听说，我听着都难过。年轻人在这里 proud of, 他这一辈子跟过多少的异性有过 sex, 有过性关系。
And there would be some people in this generation that would boast of the number of sexual partners that they have.
有人说十几个，有人说我三十多个。
And somebody would say I have 10 or so, and somebody would say I have 30 or more so.
如果你的女儿就是碰到其中一位这样子的人，你会怎么样？
And if your daughter meets such a guy, what would you do?
弟兄姊妹啊，我们要为自己的家，要为灵魂守望，要为我们亲爱的人祷告的。
Brothers and sisters, we need to pray for our family. We need to pray for their souls. We need to pray.
我说我们再不祷告完了，天天只为他的成绩，天天只为了赚我们赚更多钱祷告。弟兄姊妹，我们完了啦。
We need to watch and pray. If all we pray for are their grace, when all we pray is for more money, then we are done.
主耶稣说，总要警醒祷告。
So Jesus says, be alert, be watchful, and pray.
不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。
Lest we enter into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one.
最后主耶稣教导我们祷告的方法。
And then the Lord teaches as he comes to a conclusion.
这是我们背诵的经文，我们一起来读。
And this is what we want to memorize, and we can read it together.
主耶稣教导我们要进入内室来跟神相会，这是祷告最重要的事。
So the Lord says, come and enter into your inner room, and come and meet with God face to face.
你祷告的时候，要进你的内屋，关上门，祷告你在暗中的父，你父在暗中查看，必然报答你。主耶稣在这里的教导，我们怎么祷告？
And as Jesus teaches how to pray through this verse that we're memorizing,
他提着四件事情。
He reminds us of four things.
第一个要进入内室。
The very first thing, to enter into your room, your inner chamber.
你说我家没有内室。
He said, oh, I don't have an inner chamber.
主耶稣至少说要进入你的内室。
And the Lord says, well, enter into your inner chamber.
在我们灵魂里面，每一个人都有自己的 inner chamber, inner chamber, 最深之处。
In your soul, there's the depth of your being, there's an inner chamber.
每一个人都有。
Everyone has it.
主说祷告的第一件事情，换句话说，要从进到内心最深之处来祷告。
So the very first thing the Lord says, go into your inner chamber and pray.
都不是表面的。
It's not on the surface, on the outside.
不是这种肤浅的、仓促、随便的。
It's not shallow. It's not quick.
是真心的 ，pour out from our heart, 从心里面发出来的。
It's not casual, but sincerity of our heart that is poured forth from our heart.
第二件事情，关上门。
Secondly, to close the door.
或者 shut your door.
And they shut your door.
弟兄姊妹啊，如果德雄在不在？他是我们
今天
很喜欢做 handy 的，这个也很 handy 哈。如果一个门坏了，关不起来。
If a door is broken and it cannot be shut,
请问我们第一件事情要做的是什么
？Mr. What is the very first thing you need to do?
不会的也可以哈。
If you don't know what you're supposed to do,
非常不是 handy 门，会想如果门坏掉你会干嘛 ？Fix it.Yes.
If the door is broken, then fix it.
我们都有门，常常觉得关不起来。
We all have doors that we feel that we can't close.
很多人都想祷告，但是常常有很多的事情来打扰我们，就是关不起来。
A lot of people want to pray, but all of a sudden, all these disruptions could come, and we cannot close those doors.
不要投降 ，fix it.
Don't surrender, fix it.
如果你觉得你祷告的时候没有办法安静你的思想，表示我们的门坏掉了。
If you pray and you cannot calm your thoughts.Something's wrong with your door.
我们的思想已经被仇敌掌握了。
Our mind is already taken captive by the enemy.
旧造的思想已经被仇敌破坏了。
This old creation, this old thought has already been ruined by the enemy.
借着祷告，靠着圣灵 fix it, 把它修好。
Through prayer, by the Spirit, fix it.
收回我们纷乱的思想。
To bring into control this thought that is all over the place.
那么有一个方法，我们上次讲过了。当任何事情来搅扰你的时候，你就为那件事情祷告。
I gave a practical exercise for everyone that whatever thing comes to your mind to bother you, you pray for that specific thing.
你一跪下来想要亲近神，就突然想到爸爸的身体最近不好。现在你担心了。
And you get on your knees and you say, okay, I'm going to start praying. And immediately a thought comes, oh, dad is not feeling very well these days. You begin to worry.
你一跪下来就想到说，哎呀，我们老板说下个礼拜 要有裁员，会不会是我？
You get on your knees and immediately you think that the boss announced that the next week we're going to start laying off people and you wonder, would it be me?
你一跪下来就想到下个礼拜，哎呀，我要带主日学，我还没有预备完。
And you get on your knees and you begin to think that, oh, I got to leave Sunday school next week. I'm not prepared yet.
你就发现我们的思想马上就被带出去，从主面前被带出去。
You discover whenever you want to come before God, immediately your thoughts carry you away.
就算它是好事，我们也被从主面前带出去。
Even though it may be something that is worth thinking about, but it's still taking you away from the presence of God.
更不要说很多的思想是见不了光，是不好的思想。
And not to say that many of our thoughts cannot be examined under the light, and it cannot be examined by others.
然后才跪下来，就想到我们学校最 handsome 的那个男生，一定对我笑一下。
And we get on our knees, and we see that the most handsome guy on campus just smiled at me.
好，弟兄姊妹，有很多的思想抽屉可以放进来的。
And there are many, many thoughts, many of these fiery darts that the enemy can shoot at you.
你不相信的话，约翰福音十三章讲到，耶稣被卖的那一夜，魔鬼将卖耶稣的意思放到犹大人的这个心里面。
John chapter 13 was very clear that the night when Jesus was to be betrayed, Satan put the thought within Judas.
所以我们要小心我们的思想，要收回它，要看守它，要收回它。
Be careful of your thought life, bring it under control.
所以门坏掉的要修，不要再任凭它坏。
Yes, if the door is busted, fix it. Do not allow it to be broken.
把所有搅扰我们的事情化成祷告的章本。
Everything that bothers you, turn it into prayer.
一次两。两次三次，早晚他就修好了。
Once, twice, deal with it, you'll fix it.
Shut your door, 把门关掉哈。我们单单只剩下神。
So shut the door, and it's only you and God.
第三件事情要有对象。
And then you must have an object of your prayer.
那个对象就是那位听祷告的父。
And that person is the Father who hears your prayer.
中文圣经说祷告你暗中的父，英文是说 in the secret place, 不是 in the darkness.
And the English translation is very good. It says pray in the secret place, not in darkness.
主不是躲在黑暗里面的，他只是隐藏
在自己。Lord God is not one who's hidden in darkness.
我们要花功夫来到他面前。
You need to exercise and with strength to come before the Lord.
真正的祷告一定有对象。
True prayer will always have an object of prayer.
心理学也叫你哭一场，你就会好。
The psychologists tell us, "Oh, just cry and you'll be fine."
但是弟兄姊妹，我们是有对象的。
But brothers and sisters, we have an object in our prayer.
乃是天上的父。
It is our Father in heaven.
弟兄姊妹，有对象的祷告带来截然不同的结果。
And when you have an object in prayer, it will bring a different result.
第四个。
And fourthly,
带着信心。
Come with faith.
知道父必然报答我们的祷告。
That the Father will reward, will answer our prayer.
每一个祷告，每一个真心的祷告，神一定有回应，一定报答。
Every true prayer, every sincere prayer, the Lord will reward, the Lord will respond.
虽然神可能不见得照着你所祷告的结果来成就，但是神一定有回答。
Yes, the Lord may not bring it to an end according to your prayers, but the Lord will respond.
而且神的回答决定是要叫我们得好处，叫我们蒙恩。
And His response is always the very best that we would be blessed.
就连我们祷告错了，神纠正我们都是叫我们蒙恩。
Even when we say the wrong prayers, He will correct us and cause us to be blessed.
所以有一个弟兄到 台湾的一个地方去讲道传福音的时候
so a particular brother went to Taiwan to share the gospel
那天去的时候下大雨倾盆大雨打雷他真的很灰心说主你为什么不听祷告给我这么坏的天气啊
and that night right before the meeting was about to begin there was a severe storm a thunderstorm he said Lord how come you didn't hear my prayers gave me such a bad weather
没想到他那天到了那个地方去的时候会堂里面满满的福音朋友
and not to discover that when he entered into the sanctuary that day the room was packed with gospel friends
原来他要去的是台湾的基隆市一个渔港，渔夫平常都出去打鱼，那天雨太大了，都不能出去，所以都来听到了。
He went to a coastal town where everybody are pretty much fishermen, and they usually would go out to fish. But that particular day, they all were stuck on land.
不要照着自己认为的去祷告。
So they all came to the gospel.
我们可以把所要的都告诉神。
And let all that you need and all that you want, know that.
神垂听。
He will hear.
神一定回应。
He will respond.
神一定叫我们蒙恩。
朋友，你在《活在耶稣里》福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？《活在耶稣里》事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构。期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子